Hello, Parker Lenson here, and welcome to the Smarter Podcast. Distributing knowledge for your leisure. Today, we will be discussing the burning topic, how to make money. Later on in the show, we will have a special guest, so stick around. This podcast is brought to you by Nothing, because Nothing wanted to promote my podcast. Money is desired around the world. With money, you can buy anything you want, a house, food, and even love. But not all of us in this world have enough money to stay alive. According to globalissues.org, at least 80% of the world lives on less than $10 a day. That's crazy, because at my age of 16, I make more than that with a minimum wage salary. Let's get started. But I'm also American. However, we continue to have the desire for more money. Even though 80% of the globe is living on $10 a day. So how much money do we really want? When surveying random people in the library on how much they plan to make with a college education, these were my results. Most kids wanted an annual income of $75,000 to $100,000 with the jobs they followed. At first, my test subjects had unsurreal dreams, but after helping them find the average income for the jobs they planned to accomplish, we came to a more agreeable annual income. However, we still will have crazy dreams of making it like Trump or Bill Gates. But how do we accomplish this? When going online and looking for reliable sources, I went through a bunch of scam. That's when I realized. I had no alternatives. It was time to listen to Trump himself and the ways he made all of his money. Just so the listeners are aware, I do not agree with most things this man has said. But he knows how to make money, so I'll listen to what he has to say for that very reason. In the book, How to Get Rich, it explains that to succeed, you need to be able to withstand the practice that it requires. He says this because only a few overnight success stories ever happen or exist. If you want to make money, you have to be willing to place in the effort at all costs. Money doesn't grow on trees, as the saying goes. To get where 99% of the richest people are today, you have to put in more work than anyone in the world and do it better than anyone else. LeBron James is better at basketball than anyone else because he places the work in and he makes the most money in the NBA. Making money is a slow process, but you got to practice. You can start practicing for your goal as little as 3, like Trump said he did. 3, really, Trump? The sooner you know what to do, the easier it will be for you to make money because it gives you more time to practice. Another piece of advice Trump gives from the book How to Get Rich is be your own financial advisor. Because he says that a lot of financial advisors will squander your money, especially if athletes. Some athletes lost most of their fortune due to bad advice, and they had to go find jobs after their careers because. So far, we have a little bit of knowledge on the subject of making money. Well, we have a good amount. We just need a little bit more. And I'm going to have to bring in the big guns. For more info, I'm bringing in Pete Petritis, a broker and money-making machine. He taught others on the art of making money, and we are pretty lucky today because we are fortunate enough to get his advice on the art. Welcome to the Smarter Podcast, Pete. Well, as you already know, I was wondering if I could get some advice on the art of making money. The first question is, what 5 steps would you give someone on the process to make money?
The first five steps. And the first step is to learn how to work hard. The second step is to figure out what you'd like to do for work, meaning that, like, after you get an education or you go to college, whatever you major in or whatever you plan on doing the rest of your life, you want to make sure that's something that you really enjoy doing. The third step is by getting into whatever job or career that you planned on doing for the rest of your life and figuring out how to get in a situation where you can be the best at that job or in that career. And then the fourth step is making sure that you introduce yourself to everyone and anyone in your lifetime, because everybody has an impact on your life. Whoever comes into your life and whoever you meet in your life will always have an impact on your life. So you never know who you're going to meet. You wake up every day and you go to school. You wake up every day and then you go to college. And then you wake up every day in your adult life and you meet people. And you have to create an impression on those people, an everlasting impression on those people, because those are the people that you may come across when you're trying to create your career. And those are the people that will help you get where you need to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's the fourth step. Now, the fifth step is to actually go after whatever you're most interested in and whatever you're trying to create. So you could be self-employed. You could be a CEO for Microsoft. You could create your own Microsoft. I mean, the sky's the limit. But what you do in that fifth step is you take all the knowledge that you have and you put it on paper and you figure out how to create a situation that's going to make you a lot of money fast. Yeah. And then what you do is you program that situation to where you know you can handle that situation when you actually go after it. It's got to be a realistic situation. It can't be something that you can't reach. So hypothetically, most millionaires in the world, they always run on 7-year plans. But because technology has advanced so fast, you've got to run off of a 1 to 2 year plan because things change all the time. So your generation is going to have to refocus every 2 years. Whereas when I was growing up, we were always planning ourselves 7 to 10 years into something. It could be a business. It could be your job. It could be whatever you're doing to make money. So that fifth step is you've got to know how to refocus every 2 years to reestablish yourself in whatever career that you're in. If you're a self-employed person or if you're working for someone else. And what I mean by that is you've always got to be focused and you've always got to be ready to make change. So if you want to learn how to make money fast, you have to get into a career that pays you a lot of money in a short period of time. Normally that's a doctor, lawyer, a judge, somebody that's the elite in their industry. In my specific situation, I became an entrepreneur at the age of 19, started running businesses at a small level, went to college and did things like started a vending company where I'd go around and collect money out of candy machines. And I bought like 25 machines on a route, and those 25 machines paid me $1,000 a month back in 1988. And that money was money I could live off of while I was trying to base myself into getting into a career. So then the next step was this is like step number six. After you got the first five steps mastered, six is you got to go after whatever your game plan is and you got to make it happen. And that takes a lot of energy and a lot of skill. You can never be negative. You always got to be positive. And every day you wake up, you got to tell yourself, I'm the beast and I'm going to make this happen. And you got to keep looking at yourself in the mirror and reminding yourself of what dream you're chasing. And I guarantee you, you'll learn how to make money, because you got to go out in the world and you got to meet people. And when you meet those people, they're going to teach you how to make money, because you're going to learn about their habits and the way because you're going to have a lot of interaction with different types of people. And then you'll interpret what you need to interpret to interact that information into whatever your business is. It's a lot of information. They don't teach you this in college. They don't teach you how to make money. They teach you how to learn in college. So you got to take those skills And you got the skills that you learn in college are the skills, they're listening skills. They teach you how to learn from people that are successful. So if you want to be successful, then you'll master the art of your craft. Whatever you love to do, if you want to do it well and you do it well, you'll end up making a lot of money. It's pretty simple. It sounds kind of hard, but it's pretty simple.
Oh, I have another question. Do you think it's possible for anyone to make a lot of money?
Say that again.
Do you think it's possible for anyone to make a lot of money?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody can make a lot of money as long as they have the ability to focus on whatever they're doing.
Okay. So do you know Donald Trump, right?
I do.
And
How'd you know that?
Well, he is our president, so.
Who told you that, Petros?
And the amount of money he has accomplished is a lot. But his father helped him gain most of his money. However,
actually, Donald Trump was a self-made millionaire with the money that he was given from his father to him at a young age to start his first construction project. Donald Trump was born into money and was already a millionaire, but that wasn't money that he made on his own. So everybody in America has got everybody in America doesn't really understand how Donald Trump made himself. What happened was Donald Trump went to the best schools and he got the best education. He went to the best academies as he grew up. And he took that information and then he was challenged by his dad to see what he could do with $1 million. His first construction project was in Manhattan and it was an ice skating ring in downtown Manhattan. Nobody would touch the ice skating ring because nobody could renovate it for $1 million. And so it sat there for years and years, and Donald Trump came in and he offered the city and county to renovate the property for $1 million and so on. And it was his first construction project. Anyway, he did it for pennies on the dollar and he did a really good job. So he proved to his family and all of his friends and everybody else that was involved in any type of business their family did that he was worthy of making money. And then that's how he had the ability to take the next step into investing into different types of things. Donald Trump made money in real estate. He made money in real estate because he took properties that would fail and banks that financed them that didn't know what to do with those properties. He would take those properties off their hands and he would turn them into successful properties. They could be hotels. They could be properties. And then what he did is he took his intelligence level to another level, because what he did is he said every property can be salvaged if somebody has enough time to put effort into it. And so when everybody realized that Donald Trump had a gift to revitalize real estate that was defunct, as they call it, non-producing properties, that's how he had the ability to build relationships with banks so that banks would give him more money to buy more properties. And that's how Donald Trump became a billionaire on his own. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's great. That's great stuff. One of his advice, and are you familiar with the book How to Get Rich?
Am I familiar with the book How to Get Rich?
Yeah.
I am. I can't remember who wrote that book. Who wrote that book?
Trump himself.
How to Get Rich? Was that back in 1984?
I think so.
I think you're right. And then he wrote a book about himself in 1985.
Yeah. In the book, he says not to trust a financial advisor. Would you agree with that statement?
He's saying that you can't put your life, all the money that you have, because that's all the money that you would have. So for you to trust somebody that you don't know and to give them all the money that you have to invest in you and invest for you would be a bad decision, because you would be setting yourself up for failure, because that person doesn't have any skin in the game. They don't have any personal relationship to whatever you're involved in. So they're not going to take the precautions to protect you from failure. They might invest in some high risk situations and you could lose all your money. So it's more in depth than, yeah, I mean, I get it. What you're trying to basically say is that Donald Trump says, you don't want to invest in people that you don't know because you really can't trust them because you don't know them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you, Pete. I think that's it.
Yeah, and you can, you know what, we can have, the, call me again and we can redo this, but just kind of, are you tape recording me?
Yeah.
So you can break it up, right, in segments?
Yeah, it's really good. You don't have to worry about Thane.
All right, man. Well, let me know how it sounds, and then just call me later. I'll talk to you. Bye.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye, Pete.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
So I guess that is it. Thank you for coming to the Smarter Podcast and listening to How to Make Money.